Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I called you the GOAT this morning, the greatest of all time, but we've decided we need to pick another animal for you. We're just not sure what yet. So,
well, good luck on that choice, and I would love to clear it before you decide.
Okay. Before we start selling the T-shirts, we'll run it back in your direction. Garth Brooks, last time we saw you face-to-face, you were playing at Stagecoach. They had the biggest crowd they've ever had. We thought, okay, it just doesn't get bigger than this for Garth Brooks. And then you turn around and do the first concert in the history of Notre Dame at their stadium.
Yeah, man, this was a cool call to get, you know. And they're so humble there. The conversation starts like this. I'll never forget it. Are you familiar with Notre Dame Stadium?
Yeah, might have heard of that.
Yeah, I think so, and so is the rest of the world. And they said, do you want to be the first concert there? And before they could even finish there, yes.
Yeah.
What do I need to do? And so you go there, you walk the field, and, man, something crazy is going on. You can feel it underneath your feet. You're going, holy cow, what is this? There's magic. And then the next thing you notice is, holy cow, how many does this hold?
Yeah.
And when they say 80, you swallow your tongue. I said, I should have known that before I said yes.
Then
the ticket on sale came and went. It went unbelievable. And then the phone rang from CBS. So to make nerves even worse, now CBS wants to film it. So you go out there literally scared to death, and you walk out in the middle of that crowd, and it just turned into a party right off the get-go.
Man, you have been there before, though. You've done the big shows. You've been on TV. How hands-on are you in this? Because you know how you want to sound, how you want to look on TV. Are you actually, like, taking a hand in directing this and putting it together?
No, what the misconception came from this, from the people that were there, and then social media picked it up, was the stage was in the middle of the stadium. So no director could get to the stage, nobody from the film guys. So they were talking to me through monitors, asking me to ask the crowd to do this and that for the special.
Wow.
So everybody kind of said, hey, Garth's doing this, and he's running the show. I wish I was that talented, but they couldn't get to the stage. There was too many people. So try to think this. Notre Dame's one of the oldest stadiums on the planet, so it only has one way in and one way out.
Mm.
So how long do you think it took you to walk through the crowd to get to the stage? Because and then you were shaking hands, hugging everybody. It was so good. And then to get back from the stage after that show, everybody was hugging and crying. It was awesome. But, yeah, it was rough to get out there to the stage if you were anybody other than the band and crew that was already on stage.
Well, this is one of the shows that you're doing on a stadium tour that you've said the tour's you're going to cover a lot of stadiums. We would like to point out something to you, Garth.
Okay.
We're going to have a brand new stadium in L.A., and we think you would be the best guy to kick it off.
Do it.
You're very sweet. I will tell you this, that I have talked to the people in L.A., and I have told them that we would be the best guy. That would be a joy for me. Oh, my gosh. Everybody get in line, because there's every artist on the planet that wants to open that stadium, and should be. It's for one of the coolest markets in the place and just one of the coolest spaces. It's going to become an instant classic.
All right, so what do you say if somebody who's in on the planning comes back and says, well, Garth, you got to make it a little L.A. Could you put an L.A. artist on, like a Snoop Dogg or somebody like that?
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. Music's music, and if the people want to, you know, play, my only thing when I ever do anything with any other artist is respect this audience.
Okay.
That's my only thing. And if they're going to do that and the audience loves them, good for them. If they're not, then they can go play their gigs and we'll go play them.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Now, do you have any opening acts already picked out that you're going to use in some of these stadium tours?
Yeah, we do. We'll make those announcements just a little bit later, probably right around Christmas. But it's pretty cool, man, and it totally ranges from one to the other. A lot of it is where the artist is from. If they're from that town, there's a bunch of boys out of a town in a state that I can't mention any of that we talked to at the CMAs. And I said, I'll tell you what, when we announce that show, if you want to open that show, let's go and have. And man, they were so sweet about it. And we all hugged, and that's kind of how deals get made
Wow.
on this tour, because you want the people to be happy, but most of all, you want those bands to go, hey, man, this is my hometown, and here we go.
Well, you can see what the stadium show went down at Notre Dame like Sunday night on Channel 2, CBS 2. You're showing this. You've got your Notre Dame concert special on.
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. And like I said, anytime you try to capture magic, it just never seems to be captured on film. I saw this thing two nights ago, and my jaw was on the ground because there's all the magic right there. They did a great job of capturing it. And these people, the crowd will steal the show from the word go. You're going to go, oh, my God, look at this crowd and look at what they're doing. And it won't let up the whole show. They were phenomenal from start to finish.
Well, speaking of capturing some magic, we got to see some on the CMAs when you performed your new song, Stronger Than Me, to Trisha Yearwood. She didn't get to hear it before you did it. It was so cool to see her reaction. But what happened when you finally saw her? Was she like, don't ever do that to me again?
She was great. She had to present female vocalist. So she tried to keep it together. She goes, I didn't want my mascara running on the way home. Ugly cried on the way home. She was great. She's a class act, you know, so you're never going to get one up on her. She doesn't like to be surprised, but that was a cool night for both of us.
Speaking of Trisha Yearwood, we probably going to just put a little reminder in your ear right now. Her birthday is tomorrow. What'd you get her?
Well, you know, the fact that my Trisha Yearwood, her birthday's not tomorrow, so I'm a little...
Wait, what?
I got to tell you. It's September 19th, her birthday, but do what? You realize how much you just scared me to death?
Wait a minute. What the hell? Somebody, who told us that this morning?
Our very first call this morning. Yeah. I was talking about.
You know who might have called is Trisha. We need to get her a gift tomorrow.
No, I swear somebody called and told us this. And of course, we're dummies. We didn't look it up, so we just took their word for it. Okay.
Well, if you want to buy a gift, my birthday is tomorrow.
Kelly's birthday is tomorrow.
It really is.
Kelly, what would you like? Would you like a puppy? Because I have one about that.
Millie is adorable.
She's so cute. But yeah, you know, it's you can talk me out of one of them dogs. Miss Yearwood, you might have a different opinion. Okay. You might have to fight her for them.
We did, in the way of gifts, you provided another great gift item. You got another one of your anthology collections out just in time for Kelly's birthday.
Yeah, this is sweet. I got to tell you, man, the anthology series is going to cover 5 parts. I'm just going to tell you right now, this is my favorite part, live. That's just where the rubber meets the road, where you get to be with the people that have allowed you to get to be an artist. So this is my favorite one. It's got all the cool pictures, lots of bright colors, and then the music is as live as it gets. So this is kind of my sentimental baby here.
Hmm. Well, speaking of gifts, Christmas is around the corner. What is on Garth's Christmas list?
Man, my girls, my daughters will tell you, they can write my Christmas list, okay? Because I wear like 6 of the same T-shirts every year. You know, I'm a guy that way. So they're going to go, let me guess, Dad, Carhartt and Carhartt and probably some Carhartts.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Wow. Do you have a deal with Carhartt? Because if not...
No, the crazy thing is you can't wear Carhartt out, so why in the hell you have more than one of anything for Carhartt? Crazy. So, but yeah, they always like, Dad, sorry, I didn't know what else to get you. And so it's... What I love about it is when you put one on, you think about the daughter that gave it to you, that then you just think about her all day long, and that's kind of my favorite thing.
Wow.
Garth, you're always such a happy guy. Do you ever have one of those moments where you just get so mad you just have to, like, cuss?
Honey, I'm married to Trisha Yearwood. You would be happiest person on the planet if you're married to Trisha Yearwood.
I can't imagine.
You get upset. You get upset when you see what you think is injustice. That's the one that pisses me off the most. You're going to win, you're going to lose, and that's just how life is. But when somebody else gets treated bad and you're sitting there and you can do something about it, that's when you'll probably see me just not really be happy with that.
Wow. Man, you are the GOAT. You really are, Garth. It's always just such a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, man. Right back to you guys. Again, thank you enough, and I wish you guys nothing but the best of holidays, and happy birthday tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And we'll be looking for the puppy in the mail.
Yeah. Well, it'll come by Amazon, of course.
Right. Garth, Merry Christmas, man.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you. I love you. I'll see you.
Bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.